This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
$10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Seven half the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We are here together at your service, on your side. Lots of people news. I don't know why. Maybe with my eye operation, my brain was altered. I started singing the old Campbell Soup song during the break. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup. Have some Campbell's right now. Why in the world?
How long ago was that? I
don't
know that one.
20, you don't know that one?
No.
20, 30 years ago, maybe longer than that. I'm saying, maybe when they did the stuff, all that lasering in my head, maybe it changed
the molecular
structure of my brain. Do I sound the same now as I did last week?
You do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Jay and I here ready to spend another hour. The conversation continues. It like goes from hour to hour, day to day. It's just like one continuous loop, right? There are different things going on. Exactly. Yeah, Black History Month. Maybe I'll give you a few ideas for that. We also ought to have some time on Valentine's Day, right? Shouldn't we have a gift guide and things? I'll ask you what you want Ryan, your husband, to give you for Valentine's Day. Maybe you can come up with some good suggestions for people. I was never good at it. Maybe that's why I'm single. I was never good at birthdays, holidays, Valentine's Day.
But I think it's their own.
We'll say again?
I think to each their own, though. Not everybody wants to celebrate things the same way. Some people like gifts. Some people like experiences.
Oh, my God.
It's the whole Zales, world of love languages.
All the Zales commercials and the K Jeweler commercials and the expectations that, well, the person you love deserves a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Why?
Yeah, so too. That is one thing. My husband is very blessed about the fact that I don't wear jewelry. I don't like jewelry.
Good.
It's just not me, so that's never anything that he's going to have to buy. However, it does for a different conversation that I don't even wear my wedding ring.
So here's what I put my foot in it over the weekend. Megan and I were talking about, somehow or other we got started talking. Her mother, I loved her mother, and Megan, we all loved her mother. Mother was a fabulous person. And she was part of my life, I part of her life, no matter whether we're married or not, for 40-some-odd years. And so Megan asked me about Tony's wedding ring. And it was just hysterical, actually. I had $400 to my name. When Tony and I decided we were going to get married, I had $400. That was all I had. And that was borrowing, I think, $100 from my father. So, and we were 21, 22 years old, something like that. So my stepmother had a connection with the jeweler in the jewelry building in Boston. So she called this guy up and said, I was coming in and I was bringing my fiance in and to make sure that he gave us a good deal. So we went in. I knew nothing. And if you listen to me talk about it now, I still know nothing about diamonds, except that I think they're ridiculous and a waste of money. So in that backdrop, we go up into this place, and we look around, and I'm looking at all this, and again, it means nothing to me. So this little old Jewish guy comes out, and he was expecting us, and so he said, let me take you over here, and you can look at all of these, and I'll give you a discount, and whatever it was. So Tony basically picked out, this was the most unromantic setting you could possibly imagine. So in the store, She's looking through the glass cases and picks out a ring that was, it was an heirloom. It wasn't a new ring. It was somebody who came from an estate sale. And so she, you know, kept it and had it all her life. And then when she died, Megan and I didn't know where it went. And we still don't know. As I said to her the other night when we were having dinner, I said, do you know, whatever happened to your mother's wedding ring? I was looking at hers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking, and we started talking about hers and how it came to be. And I went off on my tactful, oh, they're a waste of, you know, money, and she looks at me. Megan has a way of shutting me down instantly. So she looks at me with her eyebrows raised, and she didn't have to say anything. It was just me talking about that. Well, she thought I was talking about her ring, and I wasn't really. I was talking about her mother's ring.
Mm-hmm.
But it brings us around women. Obviously, I'm not as aware of women and their thinking as I might after all these years. But listen, nobody's perfect. So she's telling me after she shuts down the conversation, she says, I'm quite fond of my ring. Thank you, Daddy. And then she's looking at it. And I said, well, why do you like it? And she said, because Matthew bought it for me and gave it to me. Which was the perfect answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not
yeah.
because it has so many diamonds in it, and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, that was my...
Well, that's one of those things, like, all women should not be put in a box, because I have had conversations that my husband, a couple weeks before he actually proposed, I didn't know he already had a ring.
Really?
We were kind of talking about future marriage, and I was saying, I don't care about the engagement, I don't care about any of that stuff, I don't even care about the proposal, I care more about the marriage itself.
Uh-huh.
I don't even want a ring, I didn't know he already had one. But I've had conversations with other women about, they don't care what the ring looks like, it's just the fact that they are going to be with the love of their life. And then I've had other conversations where people have said, if it's not the perfect ring, say no. Or if it's not the perfect proposal, say no, because it sets the tone for what the effort in the rest of the marriage, which is, you know, to each their own, in my opinion. Well, that's crap. But if somebody else feels that way, I guess that's how they feel.
To each his own, my dear. Here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. They prepare, they're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works, and it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not, I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works. And with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican, I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian, I should think this way, or I'm a Jew, I should think that way, or I'm black, I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the greater, the world circumstances where there was such garbage everywhere. The amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, it's disgusting.
It is. It really is.
It is. What we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because with the $25 million, they'll be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it's like a net that's about a mile across, and there are three boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Yeah.
And they've
been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these. I love these ads when you're looking around. Here is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is these guys get $25 million. Who knew? You know, it's the Airbnb thing. What a phenomenon. This is something else. You know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had. I go, sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, well, you went from one thing to another and there was nothing. There's no, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So follow along, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program. And this, whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together, they... His name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this? But they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, excuse me, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, so... but it was, it's a, you know, it's like with Uber is $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software, Airbnb the same thing. So this guy easily had 25 mil, but good for him to give it to somebody, some company that can really use it. I think it's a fabulous idea, frankly. And but what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place. Right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Here, here.
Yeah, if we didn't do that. But we seem to be, people throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting?
People throw everything out of their cars.
Oh, get a, what's the matter with you? What do you? What could you be thinking, you selfish SOBs? Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag, a good example for your children. Set a bag up in the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah,
please.
Exactly.
Think, as it were. 18 after, this is Good Day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Doug Stevens, Good Day program. I said something off the air about Beyonce. Well, I had Beyonce. I laugh at myself.
Conversations off air should stay off air, Doug.
Oh, that was okay. Well, I'm not going to necessarily go through the whole conversation.
Okay.
But when I was looking at Rihanna going on tour, I said, oh, that's big. I was talking about Beyonce, really, or let's just say I confuse Rihanna and Beyonce, all right? Because that's kind of what we were talking about off the air. I sometimes don't get them straight. So the various sources here on social media suggesting Rihanna going on tour after her performance in the Super Bowl had nothing to do with Beyonce winning at the Grammys the other night. Which, in my mind, kind of they blended together. Right?
They are both hot alpha foxtrot, amazing performers. It is going to be amazing watching Rihanna perform at the Super Bowl. And yeah, a lot of people, the internet and music industry alike, are abuzz with the rumors that she could be going on tour. This may be her little welcome back performance that kicks off a new tour, because she took a hiatus for a while from music. Well, she was just doing so many other things, all of her other
business ventures. Isn't she a big business? Like, she's a billionaire.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. And most of her money doesn't come from the music side of things. It comes from her Fenty brand, her beauty brand, her lingerie and leisure wear brands. She is a powerhouse.
Powerhouse. So, well, both of them are. Beyonce is nothing to sneeze at either. But is she a businesswoman too, or is it all music with her?
Yeah, Beyonce's a businesswoman. She and Jay-Z have, it's still music industry stuff, but...
Right. So what are we going to do about... Well, this is an ancillary conversation, but I think it applies to whoever's on tour. What are we doing about StubHub, Ticketmaster, Live Nation...
Ticketmaster is
all of
worse.
These no-good SOBs who are ruining it for Beyonce, Madonna, Taylor Swift, whoever goes out on tour.
Especially people who are trying to get tickets, because it's no longer just the ticket at the ticket price. You have the additional fees, the convenience fees. Seriously, why are there such significant convenience fees for for mobile devices.
Because they're gouging you like the gas companies are.
Exactly. And then you have the new age scalpers where, you remember back in the day, people would buy up tickets and then they'd stand outside the venue on the night of the concert. And that's no more. People buy up all these tickets and then they resell them for triple the price, quadruple the price. It's,
Yeah. Disgusting. Okay. I want to call your attention to 3 hours of fabulous programming that basically is built around, it's called The Real Movie Stars. I don't know if you've seen this or not. I think it's an HBO special, but it's made up of clips of actors and actresses looking at books that chronicle. The one I saw was about Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward and their careers, and how they went about their careers and the stories about each one of them. Ethan Hawke is in it. George Clooney is in it. There are a whole bunch of stars that are at home, and they're talking on Facebook, and it was recorded for this special. It was fascinating to watch how they put it all together. And so as I'm thinking about that, I'm thinking about all the attention that we pay to stars, whether then or now. And I think Justin Timberlake and Ashton Kutcher, we talk about George Clooney, but I think those two are bona fide. I think that Channing Tatum is sort of becoming that way, in a manner of speaking. He's got a new movie coming out this weekend with Selma. I think she's something else as well. Anyway, so Ashton Kutcher is keeping his distance from Reese Witherspoon because somebody is trying to say that they had an affair when they were making the movie Your Place
to Run.
Trying
to avoid affair rumors, so now they just look awkward on the red carpet together. It's kind of comical.
And, but it's also kind of stupid. Poor people. 28 after here.
Gasoline prices are one thing, but are you paying too much for oil? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. AARP tells members most oil change shops slap a sticker on your windshield, summoning you back in 3,000 miles. Check your owner's manual. Many newer cars use a synthetic oil that needs changing far less frequently. And keep tires properly inflated. Otherwise, you lose miles per gallon, as you will if you got a lot of junk in the trunk. Why haul around unnecessary pounds? You yourself might lose a few pounds if you simply grab the first parking space you see and walk a little more. It's estimated Americans spend some 17 hours and waste hundreds of dollars each year looking for a parking space. Get some steps in. You'll spend less on health care. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around, making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is hitting the road again today. Biden will be in Tampa, Florida to pitch his plan to protect and strengthen Social Security and Medicare and lower health care costs, something both Republicans and Democrats can use for common ground. The president lands in the Sunshine State just after 12 p.m. local time. Senator John Fetterman, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, has been hospitalized in Washington, D.C. after he began feeling lightheaded during a retreat on Wednesday. Fetterman, who was hospitalized last May after having a stroke, was taken to George Washington University Hospital for tests. Initial tests did not show evidence of a new stroke, the statement mentioned. Doctors were running more tests, and the senator remained in the hospital overnight for observations. Today is National Pizza Day. I don't think instructions are needed. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Good morning. I know it's hard to wake up because the sun's in your eyes, but you got this. And hey, you never know. There's a million different ways that this whole day could go, so I'm just popping in to say I hope you have a good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear. And more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. It's 34 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Black History Month is upon us. We'll spend a little bit of time in this half hour. Jay Kirshner and the Dougster talking about maybe some ideas if you think it's important. If you don't, well, then you don't have to listen. Go away for a few minutes while we go through that. Here's some good news from Stockton, California, where a fellow built a solar-powered tricycle with stuff in his garage. How about this? No gas? No problem for this guy. Created a solar-powered tricycle. His name is Milton Butler. He uses two batteries and a small electric motor. He had these in his garage. He put a put the power on his got a storage bin and put three bicycle wheels under it. And now his family is out tooling around. You've seen these things around. There's a lot of tricycle vehicles in California, of course. Los Angeles. I was driving around this weekend, and this dude pulls up next to me, and he's in this big black. It almost looks like something out of a Mad Max movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's this three wheels.
It's like a combination between a car, like a convertible car, and a motorcycle.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great way of describing it. Yes, genius, Jay. Yeah, that's exactly what this contraption looks like. And there's all kinds of interesting things around. This fellow says, I invented something that people can use everywhere. It came to me in my sleep. I saw how the sun is always out, so I went and got my boys, and we built something that we can use in the sun. So here you go, a tricycle. That's powered by solar. I'm expecting, we've talked about this with Nick Miles, our auto expert, whether there are some solar-powered cars around now, but they're so heavy that it's really difficult, it's not practical to make one, but yet it's a good idea. I mean, what better way to power a car or anything than using the sun?
Or do some more with like golf carts, but you can enclose them so that you can and make them go a little faster so you can actually use them on the road, not just on the greenways.
Right, exactly. Okay, so what kind of programs, what kind of activities? I have over the years had not had a lot of tolerance for, and I don't know how it sounds, I just have found that maybe it's just with the Black Lives Matter movement. I think that I got tired of the same focus. When Martin Luther King was around, I was a high schooler, a senior in high school in 1964, and I remember the impact that this guy had on me. I don't know what about the rest of the world. I just listened to his words. I was always sensitive to people's words and how they were spoken. I was when I was a youngster, and I am as an adult, always have been. It's part of perhaps what makes me survive in this business. I pay attention to the words and how people speak the words. He was a fabulous orator and presented the issues of the day in a way that you couldn't avoid thinking, and when he said something, I agree with that. So it seems to me those are the type of things in my world that would be important to highlight during Black History Month if you're going to make something of it. I'm one who doesn't think, I go back to my teaching years, for 4 years I was teaching English and speech in a junior high school, and I taught in the college level, too. And I never went along with the gimmickry of things like Black History Month, because I think it frankly is disrespectful to just think, okay, we'll talk about it for a month and then it goes away. No. The issues that Martin Luther King presented are universal issues that are to be attended to every day, not only here in our country, but around the world. There's a lot of prejudice. Religious prejudice, age prejudice, sex prejudice, skin color prejudice everywhere, in almost every part of life. And most of the things, for me, that he said didn't really apply to blacks. They applied to everybody that's marginalized, past and present. So, for me, women have been marginalized. Look at the history of women. Marginalized like you wouldn't believe. Not so much now. But certainly in our history, Jews marginalized to the nth degree. Muslims to a point, certainly after September 11th, the generalizations about Muslims are ridiculous. And yet, it's part of it's just kind of part of what's there. And so, but almost everything that I ever studied that was said by Martin Luther King, and I don't think there was another, not even close, most of the other black leaders or leaders of any minorities were grandstanders, opportunists, and they took advantage of stuff. Like Martin Luther King laid the path for guys like Al Sharpton and anybody that has gone down that road. Anyway, so celebrating Black History Month, in my mind, serves as a catalyst for knowing. It's knowledge. Knowledge, knowing. Those two things. And I think it's important to, a lot of attention this month, Jay, is on scientists who are black and politicians who are black and educators who are black and lawyers who are black and
People paving the way. And unfortunately, in 2023, there's still a lot of paving the way to be done. And it still exists. It may not to the degree it did centuries ago, but it all still sadly exists.
Yeah. I just don't want it to be overdone, top-heavy in any one area, because the problems that, again, I'll say this one more time and then we'll leave it. Martin Luther King addressed problems that every minority had, no matter what the minority, who's in the minority. He had this magical way about him. And I think that's sort of part of the stuff. And it should not be. I think Black History Month is an affront to blacks, frankly. All of these things, it's at least my read on them, is that they ought to be stuff that is universally discussed and on people's minds all the time. Okay, having said that, let's move to Bill Gates and what's going on with him. Guess what, boys and girls?
What?
Bill Gates is defending his use of a private jet when he goes to climate change events. Okay, Bill.
Can you say that again just for the fun of it?
Bill Gates is trying to defend his use of a private jet. He says it doesn't conflict with his climate change philosophy and philanthropy. Yeah, okay, Bill. You believe that, and congratulations if that's what you want to believe. But it's sort of, I don't know, it strikes at the heart of people who think that folks like you who have a lot of money are hypocrites. And so, is it hypocritical? If he got onto an American Airlines plane and he sat in first class,
mm-hmm.
How many people are even going to know he's there? When I sit in first class, people aren't looking at me other than to say, I wish I had that seat. You can see that in their eyes.
Mm.
But other than that, Bill Gates, if he took his glasses off, nobody would know who he was. Right. Just don't call attention to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. If you're calling attention to yourself, wearing like bedazzled something and shades on while you're on like inside an airplane that's kind of darker anyway, people are going to look at you and think, I wonder who that person is.
Yeah. I remember sitting next to Michael Keaton on a plane flight from Los Angeles to Boston. He didn't want to be talked to, and I didn't want to talk to him. It was just interesting. An interesting guy, very quiet. I sat next to Danny Glover on a flight from L.A. to New York once, and we had a great conversation. He was reading a book. You talk about Martin Luther King and black issues and stuff. He's into that. That's his whole life. And we had a very serious, very introspective conversation. And it was good. But he wanted to talk, and I was happy to engage him. But guys like Keaton, you don't want to talk, so you leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, that's what I'm saying. If you want to be left alone, you can be left alone. And I had to work at identifying Michael Keaton because he had sunglasses on. And then I thought to myself, is that Michael Keaton or not? And then, it was Michael Keaton.
Did you tap him on the shoulder? Excuse me, are you Michael Keaton?
No. No, I did not do that.
Batman Returns is epic. Thank you, sir.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Were we talking about on the air, off the air, the movie that I watched, the vampire movie?
That was off the air, but let's bring it on the air. Yeah, you saw Twilight for the first time.
And I didn't know what I was getting into when I started watching it. But it was this, as Jay will tell you, and James was right there, both of them knew what I was talking about when the first sentence came out of my mouth. And so the people, it was when What's-Her-Face was younger, all of them, Anna Kendrick was young.
Yeah, Anna Kendrick, that was like one of her first things on the scene where nobody really knew who she was.
Right, yeah. But it was a weird movie. Weird.
Great. I love how it looks aesthetically, all those blue, blue tones and moody. And they did a great job with it.
But there's something to it. It's just, It's the imagination that people have and how they tell stories, I think, as much as anything else. There's some really good stories around. I said this about watching the movie that's out now called Missing. I saw that over the weekend. When I go to California, I see all of this stuff. I don't do any of it here when I'm back on the farm, but I saw that movie, and I thought the story was very, very good. You know that Spanish actor who is often a bad guy, but you know him, I can't remember his name, but you'd recognize him. He's in every movie that has anything to do with Spanish influencers. He's normally a bad guy, but not always. In this movie, he's not. The woman who plays the mother is a well-known actress whose name escapes me. I want to say Nia Long. But at any rate, the youngster who is, the cog in the wheel here is the same young lady who plays the daughter on The Enforcer. Not The Enforcer.
Queen Latifah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why am I blanking on that now, too?
We're all blanking on it. So she plays Queen Latifah's daughter, and she's horrible as an actor. She's just horrible. It's not convincing. It's a whiny part. And so I thought it was just I gave her the benefit of the doubt. It was just the way the part was written. But I see her in this movie, and she's a whiny, like the same sort of character. And it's so distracting from the real story. Queen Latifah is the story, and the episodes as they build around, the stories, that's what's important, not some whiny little kid. And I don't know, I found it distracting. But the movie itself, if you can get away from that, the movie Missing is a good take. Okay, so I've done my movie stuff. Now it's 48 after the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214. Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Babu, 53 after the hour now, time for our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show. We were talking about you earlier. Were your ears burning, or you were probably asleep? We were talking about you doing your program on Facebook and YouTube so that people can see you in all your glory as they listen to you. And people have suggested I do the same, and I just don't want to get dressed. So
what makes you think I'm dressed when I do my show?
No, yeah, I'm dressed up to a point anyway. All right, here's the celebration of the day, Warren. 1,000 golden retrievers in a Colorado town in the Golden Event. They're celebrating golden retrievers in Golden, Colorado. This is a town west of Denver a little bit. Usually about 20,000 people are there, but there are a lot more folks with golden retrievers coming into town. It's the annual Goldens in Golden event that was held on this last Saturday. Did you see pictures? There were puppies and there were just the mature dogs. Goldens are a special breed, I think. People think of them as being real dogs. This would be kind of fun. You go there. You don't travel to do the program. It would be a nice place to go to do a program like yours, you think?
If I were going to do a remote program right now, it would be Mule Days. Mule Days in Bishop, California.
Why?
I am so addicted to mules. They're so smart. they're just... I'm not going to go any further. I think these are wonderful animals. They're just the underrated animals that are so incredibly
I agree
talented.
With you. Yeah. I've had them on my farm over the years, and they're very mule. And people don't get the difference between a jackass, a mule, and a donkey. You think that's true?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, they have no idea. I think that a mule is a donkey, and it's totally opposite, not even close.
Well, a mule is actually a horse with strange ears, in a sense. The jackass is... the guy that's in the movie. The donkeys go from there. All right, let's see. The oldest living dog in the world, the oldest ever recorded, is a 23-year-old Chihuahua mix from Ohio. Did you celebrate? Bobby is his name, B-O-B-I.
You know, any time a dog is over 20, as far as I'm concerned, it's an incredible story. It's just an amazing story. But this is 23 years old, so they're doing something right. I've heard dogs older than that, you know, a breed called the Schipperke from Holland.
Here's one that lived to be 30 years old, Guinness Book of World Records, celebrating when he died. He crowned the world's oldest living dog, the oldest dog to ever live. Why do you suppose that dogs only live to be like 15, 20? My first bulldog lasted 15 years, and people said, wow, that's amazing. Normally they only last 8 to 12 years. Why can't we get God to make them last longer and live with us forever?
Oh, the last conversation I had with God, I asked him that exact question, Doug, and I didn't get
and he
right
said.
But it's just a matter of genetics and biology. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Certain people, you know, there are certain people that that can eat meat every day, drink 6 beers every single day, and they live to be 100, yeah. And other people eat
right.
And they die at 50. So, you know, everything is relative. Hey, you know, you brought up something before we got on the air about Valentine's Day, and I just came across this story.
Yes.
I think it's really cute. This is the quote. With Valentine's Day on the horizon, pet guardians around the country are replacing flowers and chocolates with kibble and chew toys.
Mm-hmm.
8 in 10 pet guardians reveal that they would rather spend time with a pet than go on a first date.
Yeah.
42% surveyed said they would rather have their pet as their Valentine instead of a person. And in fact, nearly 1 in 6 people said they tell their dog or cat they love them more than they tell their significant other. Boy, that is so true.
And I have... I just think that when I think of my relationship with Charlotte and with Daisy now, I would rather, I was telling you off air, when I was in L.A. in your neighborhood for 5 days getting my eyes fixed, I miss being with Daisy. She's just always there, and she misses me when I come in, you know, the way she greets me, and I can tell, you know, the routine that we have of going out on the farm and in the truck, she just likes to be with me, and I don't know anybody else who likes being with me as much as she does, but frankly.
It's one of the advantages of having a dog, you know, no matter who you are, the dog's going to love you, you know. So it's just, it's amazing to me the relationship they have. You know, I hear from my lovely wife, Denise, all the time, Warren, I think you love the dog more than you love me. That'd be a bit, jokingly, I hope. But I do, I really honestly believe, God, I'm going to get in trouble. I tell my dog I love them more than I tell any other person in the world.
Yeah, I say that. That's very interesting because I say the same thing to Daisy all the time. I love you. You know, and we go to bed, she crawls under the bed, and I give her a good night kiss and rub her, and I turn over and go to sleep. Yeah, what's wrong with that? Okay, Warren Eckstein. Check out The Pet Show at thepetshow.com. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.